Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting second. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Burrows moves to second. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Hubbard moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Braves, 1. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hubbard moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Fred Norman now pitching. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Chambliss moves to third. There goes Matthews trying to get to third. LaFleur throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Matthews for the out. Horner moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive towards third. Horner catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard strikes out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up. Foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Fred Norman. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. LaFleur moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a pop-up towards short. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burrows is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. the Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. Benedict hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to second. It's Expos, 2, Braves, 2. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Dawson moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Rick Camp now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Woody Freeman now pitching. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Murphy moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Chambliss scores. Horner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Braves. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Burrows trying to get to home. LaFleur throws the ball into Bernazard, who relays the ball to Carter, who tags Burrows, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 3 in the game. Benedict hits a pop-up towards short. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Lum now playing left field. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Jerry White pinch hits for Woody Freeman. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's Expos, 5, Braves, 5. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Bill Gullickson now pitching. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Rick Camp. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Chambliss is walked intentionally. Murphy moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Murphy moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.